Oh shit.
There he is. What's good, everybody? Welcome back to Nick and Irie.
And Jiggy.
Small hiatus. Thanks to Mr. Ebanks being on his high horse.
Don't blame me, because I'm the reason we have our special guest here today.
Anyone can DM in the chat and say, hey, Jiggy, hop on the pod.
And you didn't.
That's not what I ever did.
We don't need Jiggy on here.
Honestly, I think we need Jiggy. We need to just cut you out. I think we can do that.
I can leave.
Cool. Bye.
Jiggy won a top two podcast, not a third place guy.
We're both 8 and 9.
I don't know. You're third place, though.
All right. Whatever.
Anywho, what's good, everybody? We're going to hop on here and talk about these trades.
It's been a crazy amount of trades.
Yeah, this is crazy. I don't think I've ever seen this many trades in the offseason before.
And then you got people trading back for the draft.
Yeah, apparently the class on the top end wasn't as good as people expected. I didn't even scout like the top 20 guys.
Why not?
I didn't have a first round pick until I traded with Pride.
Oh yeah. Since let's just talk about that trade real quick. Yeah, this is a good segue. So, what was the thoughts there?
I knew I had some immediate needs that needed to be addressed since I didn't have the cap to grab some guys in free agency, and I have like crazy. Crazy holes in my defense right now, so I need to be able to draft some guys to fill those spots. So give up a future and be able to take a guy right now with a high graded position in this class for that position that I need. Not gonna say what it is.
Like it's pick 30 though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, both for 30. I think he won that trade. I'm just saying.
Who?
Pride.
Oh yeah.
He for sure won the trade. I didn't have much to work with, but I knew I needed to get into like these top rounds to be able to grab a guy for me.
And the guy you grab, you hoping he's gonna make a difference.
I mean, I just need him to replace who he was replacing. Okay. If he's better, that's great.
Another trade I wanted to talk about was between you guys for Michael Pittman Jr. What was going on with that?
I mean, he's a dog.
Nah.
He's a dog. Hey, Michael. This is what I noticed. Speed in this Madden isn't the biggest factor. Like, slow guys get separation. And Michael Pittman has crazy catching traffic. Got that size to be my number one guy. So, and all Jiggy was asking for was a third round pick.
Yep.
I could do that.
So I think I saved some money, like $6 million or something like that. And then I already was working a trade with Boone for Hollywood. Because speed's not everything. Like Pittman broke off a big touchdown in the playoffs on just a streak that he just burned a dude. But, you know, wanted to add some speed because people would be pressing. People were pressing in the playoffs and whatnot, so just need a speed guy to get over top better.
Yeah. I think release is the most important thing, especially when guys press a lot.
Yeah.
Because you can have that slow guy, but when they have that high release, that cornerback gets that stumble and you could just let it go.
Yeah, I hate the animation. Every time I see it, I know they're going to throw it.
Mm-hmm.
Next trade, we got KOTB and Jarrett from Myles Garrett.
Oh, that was a big one. What was all in that trade?
So, Jarrett gave up his current first-round pick and then his future first-round and seventh round. Then KOTB sent Myles Garrett.
I wonder if it's pick 17, I guess, for this draft.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jared had a rough year this year, but he doesn't usually.
You thinking he won that trade as far as getting Myles Garrett?
I mean, Myles Garrett's a dog. I don't know. I don't know how much edge players really matter, but I think Garrett can play.
But Garrett, yeah, he can play rush D tackle. So
I don't know.
Yeah, he'll be a
Jared users guys though on the D line.
True.
So we'll see. I think it's pretty fair. I mean, only two first round picks for Garrett. It's not that bad at all.
I
guess like the overall saved it, but when guys are like up there in age like that, you kind of.
I mean, he's 29.
Wonder.
29, not bad.
Out of them.
Donald just retired at what, like 30? I don't even know what age he was. Like,
30. Yeah, guys are playing crazy old. Jimmy Ward is like 35, still in the league.
Killing it on the trades, VBD. He's made a bunch of trades.
He has.
He traded Tosh for a left end, and Tosh just sent him a second rounder. Then we had Smitty and Van. Devontae got traded.
Devontae Adams for a three, for round three.
He was at the cat.
Yeah.
So I was in that trade talk too. Mm-hmm. And Badger at one point was thinking about just releasing him because he didn't want to trade him to me and he didn't want to trade him to a division mate.
Badger's a good dude. See, Boone? Boone don't care. Badger's a good dude.
No, that was
rather weird. Would have Devontae Adams than Hollywood, to be honest.
Devontae, yeah. Well, kind of, I don't know.
It depends on how he uses Hollywood, honestly.
Yeah, I already got Amari Cooper and Rashad Bateman. They're pretty good route runners.
Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, Devontae's still pretty good.
He is 32, and I think he's 94 overall.
Yeah, 94, 32, superstar.
I think his cap's like a 30 mil hit.
Yeah, 30, or 44. 44.1.
I'm dealing with some crazy cap issues right now.
Yeah, you definitely are.
You can offload somebody good over to Indy.
Anywho, Brock next trade.
A lot of trades. He may want
to. Chaos makes some good moves.
Yeah. He's a fast color.
And his offense is scary.
I never sent him Trevor Lawrence.
Yep. It feels like he makes every pass when he plays against me, and then Kenneth Walker breaks every tackle.
That's how Cam Akers was. Against you, not me.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're talking about.
Next trade, we got Brackett and Glock for the Christian Gonzalez trade. Did not see that one coming.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. Didn't expect it. But I don't hate it. I think it was like a pretty even trade.
Yeah, two first, a second, and a fourth. Christian Gonzalez was a problem. Like, he would always get to the ball.
Jets and all that for Gonzalez?
You said what?
The Jets and all that?
Yeah, Jets and current first, future first. And then a second and a fourth for Christian Gonzalez. 23-89 X Factor. Still got 2 years on this deal, rookie deal.
Yeah, I think that'll work out for Brackett. He always seems to end up with an elite corner, whether he trades for it or he drafts it.
Yeah.
So I don't think that one comes back to bite him, but Gonzalez is a 23-year-old X Factor.
Yeah.
That was nice for sure. That is quite a bit, though. But Brackett also sent back a first, so that kind of... I think it's fair.
Gonzalez is balanced, play ball. So that might be a reason he got rid of him.
I'm going to be honest. I watched him play. It did not matter. he was going by getting interceptions.
Them removing the play ball, swap ball thing definitely made it matter more.
And then you got the Joey Bosa trade. He sent a second, a future second, a future fourth, and Joey Bosa, and got a first round, a current first, a current fourth, and a current fifth.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
To be fair. I don't know if VBD be able to re-sign Bosa. Bosa, I don't think, is as good as Madden either, because he's a slow edge.
Yeah, 80 speed, 84. So he's not, and then I don't think he can play rush, so he's not getting too much value out of that.
Oh no, he could last year. He was a beast last year.
Yeah, you had him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me see. And then you got the Jamar Gibbs trade. That one was really, because I thought about trying to trade for Gibbs, but I wasn't ready to give up all this.
Yeah, Van made some other really good trades, but this one was pretty, I think it's kind of rough.
Yeah.
He franchise tagged Nick Chubb. So he's got and he released him. So he's got a lot of dead cap from that. But I mean, Gibbs is really nice, but this is a lot.
Yeah.
Man. And you tried to get me to get Gibbs included in my deal. I could not afford.
I'm saying Gibbs is that he's nice, but yeah, what he got for him, it's kind of robbery.
Yeah.
So we'll just wait a couple seasons. He might be a free agent.
Pryor's going to easily build up another running back, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just certain guys who are just nice no matter who they have on their team.
You know, like the Jags.
No, not the Jags. The Jags will struggle. You get a guy on the Colts, he's gonna ball out. A Jared QB will ball no matter who it is.
He's definitely gonna dev quick.
He kinda struggled last year though. He was on fire with Lance at the start, and then I don't know what happened.
I don't know. He finished second in passing. I think he led in touchdowns. Not too many interceptions.
Didn't he? Do you not?
I think it was half.
He was on a wild pace, though, at the start.
Yeah, definitely was. He had the running back, Sean Tucker. I think he let him go as well because he was balling. I was
Oh, yeah, I think he traded him to somebody.
Mm-hmm. I forget who he traded him to, but yeah, he was balling with Tucker. And you got Brad trading with Rugger, another one of our division mates. He got Drake London, the second overall pick, for the first overall pick.
For a good trade.
That's a fair trade. Mike's
moving back one and picking up another player. And this wide receiver draft's not really...
not that great. But Brad hit me up and tried to send me Drake London. But I already had traded for Michael Pitts.
Yeah.
But the price on London wasn't crazy. What'd you say, Nick?
I said he hit me up trying to get one of my safeties, but I couldn't let him go.
I don't know why your safeties suck.
What do you mean? My safeties are dogs. And then you have my trade with Ty Pod. I got.
Did we address? Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm saying I got. Brock Purdy, and then I let go a current fifth and a next year third.
Nice deal for a bum.
Is he a bum? Because he drove for 300 against the Colts.
Wait, do what now?
He's going to throw 300. You ain't got Donald no more, so we're not worried.
Have you ever thrown for 300?
We are this season.
all right.
Did we talk about this? Nick Larson trade with Rob.
What was it?
Current first, current fourth, Devon Witherspoon for pick 8, future first, and a current third.
Yeah, I didn't like it too much at first when I looked at it, but I think it's pretty decent. Nick's trying to get a good future pick here.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He gets that future first and pick eight, and I saw he was trying to move pick eight. It's a lot of guys just moving picks for picks.
Mm-hmm. So like Nick hard. Moves up. He went from like 12 to 8, and he gets a future first, but he...
I think he's trying to move back from 8. It's almost like
trading Witherspoon for a first. I don't know. I think it's pretty fair. At first, I didn't like it too much, but I think it's pretty fair. I don't think Witherspoon's all that great, but he's not bad.
Yeah, and you know, Elio doing his usual, trading his super high draft pick for two mid-round draft picks.
Yeah, I didn't think this was all that great.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Number two.
I don't understand Elio's plan with building his team. That's my thing.
I don't know if Elio has a plan.
Yeah, I don't get the direction of it.
Well, I mean, he's probably with, like, so he gets, like, what, one, two, three. He gets, like, six picks here, so, like, three of them are probably going to be offensive line.
But does offensive line matter that much?
No, not
there's a slight difference in time.
Like,
not for 80 sacks. Not 80 sacks worth.
Yeah.
he led the league in sacks by 24.
Yeah. And you were right behind him, right?
With 60. And I had a good offensive line. Like, the difference between playing a dude who uses linebacker and a guy who uses the D-line is a big difference. So, if he's playing that many guys that use the D-line, it's not going to be a difference no matter how many offensive linemen he drafts.
It just doesn't seem cheap.
Like, you just got to get the ball out faster.
Yeah, and get some RPOs. Play like the Browns.
Oh, he traded. Elio traded one of these picks to Brackett, too. He traded.
Like, that pick, was like, yeah, that was the very next trade. I think it was pick 20.
Pick 20 for a fourth this year, and then a next year first, third, and seventh.
See, I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm not understanding what's going on, but.
You trade back from two. I get it. There's no depth in this. Like, there's no people worth a top 10 pick in this draft. But then you.
There's some dogs. He could have got somebody really good at two. He could have got probably a top end defensive tackle. I don't know what his pass rush looks like, but I know we don't have Donald.
Yeah.
If he doesn't have Donald, he probably doesn't have anyone. I can pull it up real quick.
So I don't know, but I mean, getting that future first. I mean, that's probably not going to be better than 20. Brackett will probably be, like, high 20s.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like a Jiggy's first. Basically, like...
Compare Brackett to a Jiggy first? What the...
A Jiggy first is a second-round pick.
Yeah.
No, that'd be 33. This is 32.
Nah. A Jiggy first is the first pick in the second row.
Every time.
Every time.
You get a fifth-year option with my first.
How you looking on cap over there? How much longer are you going to have these dogs on your D-line?
I mean, I could keep them for at least another 2 or 3 years.
Sheesh.
That's a problem.
So we were talking off pod, and we're like, we should do a Nick and Nari podcast parlay again. But if me and Nari both win, you got to retire.
If y'all both win, I retire?
Yeah.
Like you beat me during the season?
Yep.
So what's in it for me?
Nothing.
You're playing the state.
Y'all didn't think that part out.
You don't get anything. Why would we give you more?
You got enough. You can't be greedy here.
No, I don't want Jiggy to retire though. I just want to get better.
Sweet. That's a sweet thing you already said to me.
I just Jiggy doesn't give out the tips.
What? Give out tips?
You just, anytime I ask for some advice, practice.
I don't think I just need to practice. I'm going to get some receipts. This is slander.
I did figure out how to practice properly, though. But I'm looking at Jiggy's team, man. Left end, 91 speed, 85 overall.
I thought he was 92 speed. No, that's the Browning guy. Okay, I got you.
Yeah. Right in, 95 speed.
Yeah.
93 overall. Woo. And then he has Chris Jones and DeForest Buckner at D-tackle.
That 95 speed defensive end, that was the second guy I wanted to build up most, other than, like, AR.
Yeah, you were going crazy with sacks with him. I think he was the guy that finished behind Will Anderson.
Yeah, the first season. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he got a lot of Anderson had a quiet season. Like, I would like break through the middle and somebody would like roll out right into him for a sack. That's how he got a lot of his sacks.
Is he big enough to play rush D tackle?
Nah, I wish he was. I think he could have last year, but not this year, unfortunately. Actually, I don't know if he could have last year or not, but I was hoping he'd be able to. That'd be nasty. What do we think about this Broncos trade? He traded pick 17 to Jared for pick 29 and this 96 speed cornerback. Y'all like that?
Who's the corner?
His name is Bennett. He's a 79 overall, 24-year-old, normal dev, 96 speed, 71 zone, 80 man.
That's a good trade.
He still got 3 years left too on his deal. I guess it was a rookie from.
I think this is the best Madden to take a chance on young guys who have like the speed and the traits you want. Since we have the in practice training and all these opportunities to get these guys extra experience.
Pretty well, but yep. We said earlier, I don't know, speed doesn't matter as much as last year. I don't think so far.
Yeah, last year speed mattered a ton.
Like, my best cornerback's 88 speed. I got the boost now for the coordinator, but he was, like, 88 speed, and he was doing all right.
Yeah, so I definitely think it's just nice traits. You said what?
Speed's definitely always nice to have. I mean,
yeah, sure.
Not, but probably matters more for, like, crossers or something, running away from dudes.
Definitely. Are you in the play rec wave, Jiggy?
Yeah, I've always liked play rec.
Yeah. I like it, and I know why I like it. I just want to know why other guys like it.
I like it. It helps with man coverage. Or not man, but it helps with, like, a match coverage.
Yeah, that's the only reason I've been upgrading it. Well, I've upgraded it.
Run a ton of match, so it definitely helps out.
I think it's more. I think it's more awareness-like than awareness is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it matters. Like what awareness should do. I think play rec kind of does. Did we talk about this big trade? VBD and Broncos, the Mark Andrews, Hardman.
Mm-mm.
For a first.
I seen that. I think we said we were going to start at a specific date, but. I did see that one.
Yeah, that's...
I'm trying to trade Andrews for forever.
Yeah. McCole. Hardman's going to be... Man.
Broncos did add a lot to their offense.
He really...
Got, like, Trevor Lawrence, they got a 9-9 running back.
Yeah, he's stocking up. He's going to try to make a run.
I think this is, like, the most aggressive offseason seen from Chaos.
Yeah, definitely agree.
Okay, here's a good... Oh, wait, no, that was 10-10. I went way too far back.
I just went to the start of where it says season 69.
Oh, here it is.
Yeah, that's Sean Tucker trade. That was with the right end. The right end has 99 awareness, 99 play rec.
I don't know if play rec matters for a defensive end. I wonder if they pick up on screens. Like, if you do a screen, I wonder if they just like running back.
I heard play rec helps with the how quickly they catch on to specific runs. It's supposed to help them do that faster.
I feel like when they shed, they just do like the right thing when they have like a higher play rate. Like you were saying, like reading screens up, sniffing screens out.
Yeah, 9 on awareness, 9 around play rec is a wild stat.
Yeah, 23 to be a superstar as well, like, it's not bad at all.
I mean, I got an X factor.
You have X factor what?
D lineman.
What, Will Anderson?
No, I was talking about my D tackle that has no important shed move, but his block shed is pretty high.
Do you use him a lot?
I use him sometimes.
Yeah.
He got way more sacks than he should have had. He gets to the quarterback really quick for no reason. Oh,
what about this trade? Van traded pick 5 for to Smitty for pick 10 and next year first and second. I think Van, this was a talking chat. I think Van won this pretty good.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot for just 5 picks.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know if I'd trade a next year 1 and move up 5. Well, I don't know. I'd probably try to trade like a current 2.
Yeah, because he's only moving back 5 spots.
Yeah.
But this draft class isn't. I don't think it was the right move, at least for this draft class. I think he's going to go quarterback.
Yeah, these first 2 draft classes were, I kind of feel like I wasted my 3 first trading up into the last year.
It's hard knowing to use that.
It is.
You just never know about the future classes. Even though we got that draft strength stuff.
Yeah. So mine's for the Legends draft.
Ooh, I forgot that is this year, I think. Or this
year. It is. But yeah. Heavy trading. Are you ready for the draft? You got your board set, Jiggy?
Kinda.
How many people do you have on your board?
Probably like 1.
You got 1?
I'd say probably you have 1.
Why would I only have 1?
Because you don't need anybody. You already Super Bowl back to back. What are you drafting for? You don't need anybody.
We're always building.
What?
We're always building. I got 99.
You have 99 guys on your draft.
Yeah, board. I'm pretty sure last year I had like 60 something. Maybe I was more lenient this year.
I have 49 on my board right now.
I think I'm around there.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever like scouted to the depth I did though. Like super late in the draft. I got some undrafted guys.
Because you just never know how the draft plays out. Like, just looking at last draft, like, people, like, certain positions falling, I'm just like, you just never know.
Yeah. I'll get to the 3rd round and just run out of guys. So, I just wanted to get super deep into the positions that I know I needed. And then I got some positions that I don't need, but I could use.
Where y'all think the draft is weak and strong at?
From what I was looking at, I think it had a lot of good, like, speed rushers, a lot of good edge guys, or just D linemen. Where I think it's kind of weak is going to be, like, I think you're running back. Because I think when I opened it up, I think there was no first-round guys.
Yeah, halfback is weak.
Yeah, it was, like, super weak. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm going to be taking a running back.
It was pretty weak last year, too.
I think most of the halfbacks were slow. Receiver isn't that great.
Yeah.
I got a couple guys that I looked at, but I don't know. I feel like the bigger receiver, like, man is trying to push the bigger receivers on the guys, make them seem more appealing.
Yeah, but then we also have guidelines where if they're a first-round talent, they can keep their speed. I think in other Maddens, you can just draft the fast guy in the later rounds and be good. Now you just got to really prioritize if you want that position or not.
Yeah, I don't even think I've seen any like first round elite speed guys.
I think one may have run a 4-3, but I'm not entirely too sure. I have to pull it up.
I think it's somebody late.
Yeah.
What do you think about this trade? Jets sent Garrett Wilson to Badger for a future one. Garrett Wilson's 25, star dev, 87 overall.
Future one.
I don't think that was too good.
Yeah. But I think Badger's working on a budget, so he's getting what he can.
Yeah.
See, Wes was all pretty aggressive.
We need to get the AFC South more balanced. It's like me and Nick fighting for second place, and then Badger reverses Jiggy's record.
You mean Rugger?
Oh, yeah. I said Badger. Rugger versus Jiggy's record.
Rugger, next time you play Charles, run it up. 50 balls.
Hey, Rugger. Do what you got to do, man. But right now, my statement stands. And it's crazy because Rugger was nice. I remember being nice.
He beat me a few times. I remember,
Yeah, I remember playing him, and I'm like, this dude is not easy to beat. So when I seen him take the Titans, I'm like, okay, this is going to be a nice division. S3 competing, and then Jiggy up there.
I thought he wouldn't run more with Henry.
Where is Henry? Does he still have Henry?
I think he still has him.
What if he's like 79 speed?
I had Henry in another league. I don't like the way he runs.
Henry?
Yeah. I'm not a fan of him.
Yeah, certain backs just feel different. Like J.K. Dobbins, like, no matter which man, he's like smooth.
Hey, why didn't you sign him in free agency? You don't need him?
I just got a 5-game suspension with ETN. I don't need any more backs. I'm just going to keep what I have.
Dang, 5-game suspension?
5 games, bro. I'm sick.
Why can't you just follow the rules?
I'm trying.
Give somebody else the ball.
he ran for like 7 yards a carry.
But you, that's like, a dog. You know, ahead of season, like.
I literally sat.
I need to sit this guy for like 4 games.
I sat ETN a whole game, still broke the rule.
Bro, you need to sit him like 3 games just to be safe.
I'm trying to get dubs, man.
You're not getting dubs.
I got 8 wins.
You might as well. 8 ain't enough. You ain't make the playoffs.
Neither did you, buddy.
You're not talking about me.
Yeah,
I didn't break no rules.
But you're still trash.
I played legal and lost. You cheated and lost. It's different.
I didn't. Okay, bent the rule a little bit, but never cheat.
I think Jiggy's cheating.
Allegedly.
It sound like, nah, because you hop on his stream and it looked like he playing Tekken, putting in all the combos. what's the adjustments, Jiggy?
No comment.
No comment. Okay.
Can't tell you nothing like that. Practice.
Practice.
Now, I did ask Jiggy one adjustment, and he told me why he did it. I remember that.
The running stuff?
I don't think it was the running thing.
Oh.
We're not going to talk about it on pod. I don't want other people to know.
True.
Keep it in the cell.
I'm trying to get ahead.
Put in the cell.
Nah, I don't need you to know either. Stay where you at. Third place.
Yeah, Banks don't ask for any advice. He just takes his beating and go.
What? Yeah, see, he want to stay where he at. I'm trying to compete.
That's true.
After every game, I'm asking Jiggy questions.
I'm giving Jiggy the best half ever, and then the second half he can take it.
Our last game was probably the best one, I think.
Yeah.
Man, I had Jiggy tied in half, I think, last season. And then this man scored, like,
all of our games
been 20 points unanswered. I don't know what it is. Just that halftime adjustment, and it's downhill.
Once he starts to come on an empty, it's pretty much GG's.
No, I think the one game I had him in empty, and then he switched it up, and I couldn't do anything.
Adjustments, baby. What about free agency? Do we want to talk about anything there? Anything? This free agency was kind of weak, but I don't know.
I don't think it was weak. It wasn't tailored to guys. Ebanks got Kevin Byard, old guy.
Oh, hold on. He's not that old. I can still get a
32.
Couple.
He's stolen from me. That's crazy.
Yeah, I've seen you been on him. I'm like, he's not going to be a Colt.
I appreciate you for not letting that happen.
Then I got Justin Simmons, though, so I'm good.
Oh, yeah, that's a good pickup.
Bracket got Nick Chubb. Pretty good in free agency. Bracket got two guys. He got Chubb. He got Mike Evans. He got Juju. The Juju contract's kind of weird. 4 years.
He got DJ Reader. I thought about bidding on him, but.
He got this cornerback, Awuzie, also.
Yeah, he had to fill all those spots. He was traded.
Yep. Drew got Tyrann Mathieu. Drew's back. How do you feel about that?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, Drew.
That division is kind of crazy from top to bottom. Yes. I'm excited to see how that kind of goes.
It was unbalanced with the Versa. But with Drew back, it's a nice division.
Yeah.
And, I think we'll play them not this season, but next season. I think.
Yeah, because we had them, two seasons ago?
First season? Yeah, I think so. So I think it'd be not this year, but next year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys slipped through the cracks in free agency.
Yeah, facts.
Kind of crazy. Tua wasn't picked up.
Yeah, but I mean, Tua wasn't really all that.
Mike Evans to the Patriots. Juju to the Patriots. Brockett got a lot of guys.
He did. He got this Deion Dawkins guy. He spent a lot of money in free agency.
Yeah. I got everybody I wanted. I got a kicker, I got a center, and then I got the safety.
Bracken got three wide receivers in free agency.
Yeah, he did.
He got
Ben went O-line.
O-line matters.
I like drafting my O-line.
Yeah, so he can develop.
Well, that and they're cheap. They ask for way too much money.
They do. That's why I'm in trouble. Well, one is it my fault. Texans restructured. What's the name?
Not your fault.
Before Madden started. Tunsil.
Oh.
And they get $28 million a year.
Jeez. Yeah. You can't cut him?
No. I think his cap penalty is like $30 million.
It's kind of wild. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, I got two seasons with him, so. Well, this season, next season, so I'll just ride it out.
I looked at Tua, I looked at Jared Goff, and looked at Baker. I'm just like,
I'm surprised you didn't get Tua, based on what you were looking for.
Why'd you pick Purdy over them?
I got Purdy just because he would be cheaper.
True.
How much longer is he on the rookie deal?
For 1 year. So, I mean, next year I'll be having to sign him, but I think he'll be cheaper than trying to sign. Tua, I think, wanted 40. Jared wanted, the golf wanted something. I'm like, I'm not paying either, you bums.
You sending what picks for him? Like a 5 and a 3 or something?
Yeah, 5 and a 3.
Yeah, nothing crazy.
Yeah.
I like threes. You can get some decent dudes in the third.
Yeah, threes has some pretty decent value, surprisingly. I think a lot of people kind of sleep on it. I'd much rather have seconds and thirds.
Over first. I get that.
Yeah.
I have 3 4th round picks.
You can do some cleanup in fourth if you have some good 4th round. If you have your draft board set, like you were saying, you're going deep into the draft. That could actually benefit, I think.
I think I did most of my scouting in the late rounds, day 3 guys, because I didn't have a first round pick at first, so I was just prepared to draft 4th round and under.
Now you got a first round with it.
I did some quick scouting yesterday, did some more scouting today, so I feel prepared.
how you think the pace is going as far as us? It was just the third season, fourth season.
We're going into season 3. I think the pace is smooth. Now we're going to season 3.
How many do you think we're going to get?
Like 9.
Yeah, going at this pace, we should get like 9.
It's going to lead us right into college football.
Yes, sir. I can't wait for that game.
That might slow some stuff down.
Yeah. That's supposed to come out of 2024.
All right, let's wrap up this pod because we're not even talking about the topic.
Well, we talked about trades and everything. I don't think there's anything else really to talk about.
Yeah. All right, we're going to get Craig out of here, and we're going to pick Jiggy's brain. Well, I'm going to pick Jiggy's brain. Banks just going to listen and still come back to steal the sauce.
I'm just going to get ready to beat up on you guys. That's all.
Yeah, right.
I'm getting my wins against the Colts and the Texans.
So you're going to sweep the division, is what you said.
Division, that's what I'm calling it now.
All Rock right.
For 300.
That'd be a crazy dream. You so wake up like, man, that was so awesome. Try to go back to sleep real quick to continue it on.
Just wait and see. FC South is mine.
Right. You could win it if some other guys beat Jiggy for you.
I do go on vacation this season. It's only like 3 or 4 days, but
we gotta get as many maybe advances.
Line up. Maybe it'll line up when we match up. That'd be pretty cool for y'all.
You know, I don't want the force win. I want the playoff. I want to just crush the whole dream.
You want to win? Guy. If you want to win, you want the force win.
Nah, I'm gonna get my dub. I don't want the handout.
All right, maybe season 8.
maybe season 8.
Texans, that's a stat game for me every game. I know you know, G. You see the Texans on the. You just get the backups in.
We split the past 2 seasons.
You scored 3 points last time we played. That's just all I'm going off of.
Dang.
In the fourth quarter, that's crazy. You had 14 at least against Jiggy, so.
Are you trying to say you're better than Jiggy?
I've been saying that.
Everybody has their off games. I had one against you. You're welcome.
Okay.
That's what you said. He's definitely better. We need to kick him out of the league.
The thing is, I hate playing Ebanks. I wanted somebody else to take that team, but when they fell to him, I knew he was going to take them.
You had to.
But yeah, I hate playing against you. Stop following me.
Who do we think
I'm not going to follow you next cycle?
There was somebody else I thought was going to take the Jags. I can't remember who.
Elio. Elio said he was going to take the Texans, and I was going to take the Jags.
I knew he was just talking
crazy. But he got scared.
Man, AR would have been ruined with him. That would have been rough to watch, no lie.
He would have traded him.
After ruining him for 2 years and him devin 2 overall.
No, that's crazy.
After he's been sacked 80 times, put him on the block.
Sometimes I think he thinks Phillips is AR. The way he like runs around with him and then he just gets called and sacked. He's like this damn O-line.
Yeah, trying to blame it on the O-line.
I can get that, trying to blame it on the O-line until you realize how long you hold the ball.
That's what it is mainly. Sometimes it's O-line, I guess.
Sometimes it's shit. No, sometimes it's D-line users like Jiggy shedding the guy immediately up the middle. That up the middle pressure is crazy. Like, if you use it a DN and shed, I can handle that. I can step up in the pocket and take off.
It takes some longer, too.
Yeah, but when you're up the middle just killing my guard or my center, there's nothing I can do about that. Because I'm rolling right into your guys.
Yeah, I got a lot of sacks on my edge, guys.
Yeah, I was crazy with awesome Anderson.
Hey, what's a Stroud speed?
Not great, like 82, I think.
Sheesh, he's slow.
That's one thing I like about mobile guys. They can just, if you see somebody shed, you can just start running.
Yeah. I thought about moving on from Stroud, but I can't do it.
He just threw 5 touchdowns a day. How can you move off of him?
Yeah, the way he balls in real life, I'm like, I need to make him succeed.
You got Devin Love, though. What's his overall now?
77.
Damn! Didn't he start out like a 76 or something?
He started out as a 72.
5?
He too busy trying to dev Will Anderson, who's at like a 98.
Did you focus Stroud or no?
No, I didn't focus Stroud the first season.
Why would you not?
I did Stingley, I did Will Anderson, and I did somebody else. I think I did Christian Harris.
Oh, that's where you messed up. I don't know who somebody else was, but it should have been Stroud.
Thanks.
It wasn't Christian Harris. I don't know who the third person was.
Tank Dell? Was it your kicker?
Robert Wood.
It might have been Damian Pierce. He's an 88 now.
Oh, my God.
Leave the league.
Did you do the training camp, though, for Stroud, right?
I did it the first season, the sex season. The second season, I didn't even make it home for training camp.
That hurts a little bit.
I was on the road. Yeah.
He could have been a 79, damn it.
We can get right this season. They started him out with 89, and he has not gotten the throw power chip yet.
Jeez. Dang. He's 2 speed chips, 2 throw power.
Yeah, I haven't gotten anything good with him. So he's 89 throw power, 91 short accuracy, 84 medium, 88 deep, 87 throwing a run.
I'm about to look up Bryce Young.
Not Bryce Young. J-Mo got him right.
Yeah, oh, J-Mo. Yeah,
his overall is 92.
JMO is a crazy team builder.
So Bryce Young is 92, AR is 95, and then Stroud's a 78 or whatever you said. That's crazy.
Whoa. You know what? I need to walk in because you're trying to disrespect me.
I'm just saying facts.
You are. You're right.
Yeah, gotta look at the man in the mirror.
Yeah, it's definitely me. I took that first season. I just refused to believe that I was the problem, and I blamed the O-line. And I went all in O-line for free agency. And then second season, I'm like, all right, let me figure out what works. And I think midway through, I played against Brackett, and I just started balling since then.
What was your record the first season and second season?
I think I finished around the same, like 8-9 wins, something like that.
Yeah, first season, I got a lot at the end.
You said first season what?
I think the first season you had it a lot at the. You got a lot of your wins towards the end.
Yeah. This season I got most of my wins towards the beginning. I just need to play a complete season.
Facts. I started off 3-0 and then went on a losing.
Bryce Young is 88 speed.
Yeah, Bryce Young's pretty nice.
Yeah.
They started him out at like 77 superstar dev, though.
But he throws the ball a lot. Like, I think I've seen him at drawback at least 30, 40 attempts. So.
He's got a
rookie. I feel like the Texans got snubbed.
Oh, here we go with this.
Bro, Will Anderson and CJ Stroud started out like.
Will Anderson was nice.
72.
Though.
No, Will Anderson started at 77. CJ Stroud. 71 star dev as a second overall pick. Him and Toe, who got drafted in the third round, was like the same overall, same dev.
His dev up though, right? Did you get a breakout with him, or just in the season dev with Anderson?
I think it was just in the season dev, because I won defensive player of the year and defensive rookie of the year.
Yeah, so you got a lot of XP there.
Yeah, Christian Harris is, all his devs were in season. He's just been balling.
So what's y'all's goal this season? What's your record goal? other than like, you know, Super Bowl and all that.
You know, you heard Ebanks. He said he's sweeping the division.
No, I'm just realistically trying to get 10 wins. If I had 8 the past two.
I want to make the playoffs. I'm not chasing a record. I'm chasing the playoffs.
Wild card's tough.
Honestly, and then Badger beat you out because when me and you played, I think I knocked you out of the playoffs.
You knocked me out of the run. But I think if I would have beat you, I'd have had a chance.
Yeah, because you were already slotted, I think, 7th seed when we were playing.
My thing is I lose all the games I should win, and then the games I have no business winning, I win. Like, I beat Jack. And then, like, I'm struggling against, let's see, oh, hold on. I played Van and Tosh. Beat Rugger. Beat VBD. Lost to Bracket.
We don't know what NFC division we play, do we?
I don't think so.
Which NFC division would y'all prefer to play? Probably the East?
Yeah, the East.
The East.
To be honest, I don't know who's where.
NFC East. You
got East is like Grizz, KOTB, NWS, and Air V.
Oh yeah.
The South has like J Mo, B Rap, Jared. The West has Nick and actually the West probably ain't too bad.
It's the West Nick, is
then... Yeah, because you get the Boone Elio.
No, just the Boone and the
iPod.
We might play. I guess we play either them or I don't know. I don't know who we play.
I think because we just play NFC South, right?
I don't even remember, to be honest. Well, who'd you were just naming off you on the schedule?
I think we play NFC South already. Well, just now.
All them right.
So
no, we played NFC North, didn't we? Or did we not?
We did play NFC North. Hold on, let me check my record, my schedule. But I think we got NFC East coming up.
That's going to be fun.
All I know is Ebanks has got to beat Nick when we play the West, like every time.
You already know how the real Nick.
No, it's going to look rough. Look rough if you lose those.
Yeah.
It's like a playoff game.
My only playoff game in the XFL was against Nick, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've only made it one time, played against Nick. He won. End of that.
It went bad. So that you went in there for no reason.
I didn't go back.
Oh, new trade.
Ooh, let's go. Let's go. Who traded?
Alive,
Grizz.
Jordan Malata, left tackle, 87 overall, 28
for
star.
Third round pick.
For a third. Oh.
To Pride.
O-line matters. Yeah.
That's pretty cheap.
That's really cheap.
That's probably like a cap move, maybe. I don't know what his. Yeah, he saves $16 million. That's cheap. That's a good move.
Yeah.
Was this guy even on the block?
Yeah, he was.
Jeez.
Grizz had a couple people on the block, but I don't think a lot of them moved. Like, Ringo's on the block. I'm trying to see what else he had.
Guys need to come scoop some of these Texans off the block. Come on, man. Come shop.
Nah, we're good.
We got Shaq Mason up there. Jalen Petrie.
Guys, I'll be honest with you, they're all bums.
They need to come shop. I got what they want.
Allegedly.
On your block.
Yeah.
Not you, Jiggy.
Steven Gill, Jalen Petrie, Devin Singletary.
I traded you Pittman, bro.
Yeah.
I thought we had a working relationship here.
One time thing. You know what? You dev him and send him to me.
There we go.
You definitely send me for third round picks. I got you.
Nah, third. I need your first every now and then.
Can't do that.
Well, you can send me DeForest Buckner for a third. Call it even.
Buckner's a dog. What?
I got a third for him. He's good.
You got a third for Buckner?
Yeah, I got a nice third for you.
Dog. He's only going for a first. I don't know what you mean.
He's too old for a first.
Yeah, but his impact. And he's a good community leader.
I'm just going to hit up Brackett, give him the rest of my first for the rest of the cycle, and go get his D-tackle.
Good idea. There are some crazy defensive tackles in this draft.
Yeah.
There are.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
I'm about to kick Craig out.
We can stop this, yeah.
Thanks everyone, for tuning in.
Diary featuring Jiggy.
You know what I'm saying? We strayed off the path a little bit, but, you know, some valuable things in there. Thank you for listening.